Yet another controversy has erupted in the past 48 hours between caretaker Minister of Foreign Affairs Abdullah Bou Habib and caretaker Minister for Displaced Persons Issam Sherifeddin, regarding the issue of Syrian displaced people in Lebanon. During their appearances on the local television channel Al Jadeed, both ministers engaged in highly confrontational and undiplomatic exchanges pertaining to the administration of the dossier of displaced individuals. Bou Habib specifically mentioned the possibility of a visit to Syria, expressing skepticism about its efficacy and challenging Sherifeddin to take his place. Meanwhile, the Minister for Displaced Persons, in a subtly indirect reference to his counterpart in the Foreign Affairs Department, accused any official who displayed complacency towards the international community regarding the refugee issue of being complicit in the conspiracy he believes is unfolding in this particular context. As a reminder, within the official Lebanese position, except for Bou Habib, who is currently on a private visit to the U.S. following his attendance at the United Nations General Assembly, there is a growing emphasis on the issue of the return of Syrian displaced individuals. On September 11, during a meeting presided over by Najib Mikati, the Council of Ministers resolved to dispatch a ministerial delegation to Damascus, headed by Bou Habib, to engage in discussions with Syrian authorities regarding the recent and ongoing influx of Syrian migrants into Lebanon and the broader issue of refugee repatriation. It is the timing of such a visit, given the current circumstances, that has sparked the recent controversy between the two ministries. During his televised interview on the evening of October 1, Bou Habib firmly denied any allegations that the Council of Ministers had assigned him this particular task. In a previous interview with the Lebanese newspaper Al Jamaria, he had mentioned that he met with the Syrian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Faisal Mekdad, and the Syrian Ambassador to the United Nations, Bassam Sabah, and they had agreed that he would visit Damascus upon his return from the U.S. During his intervention, Bou Habib urged Sherifeddin to refrain from speaking and encouraged him to personally visit Syria if he believed his involvement could lead to meaningful progress. Furthermore, he stated that there were no disagreements within the Council of Ministers, but Sherifeddin seems to be at odds with all. Sherifeddin's response. As for the Minister for Displaced Persons, he did not hold back in his criticism of his counterpart from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, even going so far as to attribute Bou Habib's remarks to his advanced age. "You speak at length, yet your words lack substance," Sherifeddin declared, indirectly addressing Bou Habib. "In matters of such significance, maintaining silence with the sole purpose of appeasing the U.S., the European Union and the international community, it suggests complicity in a conspiracy," alluding to the head of diplomacy. Sherifeddin further alleged that Bou Habib had not put forth sufficient efforts regarding the Committee for the Return of Displaced Individuals, of which Bou Habib is a member alongside the ministers of the Free Patriotic Movement, FPM, and which had failed to see sufficient coordination with the Ministry of Social Affairs. Subsequently, Sherifeddin shared insights from his visit to Syria in June of the previous year. Following this visit, a war of prerogatives erupted between him and Bou Habib. According to Sherifeddin, the solution lies in conducting bilateral discussions with Syria, as the international community is reluctant to allow United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, to explore comprehensive solutions. The solution involving the 1951 UN Convention and the 1967 Protocol does not apply to Lebanon, hence the imperative need for discussions with Syria, Sherifeddin noted. The 1951 Convention. The 1951 Convention establishes the internationally recognized definition of a refugee and delineates the legal protection, rights, and assistance entitled to refugees. The fundamental principle of the 1951 Convention is non-refoulement, which forbids the return of refugees to a country where their life or freedom is under threat. As it emerged in the aftermath of World War II, the 1951 Convention was initially limited to individuals fleeing events before January 1, 1951, and within Europe. The 1967 Protocol eliminated these limitations and provided it with universal coverage. Nonetheless, Lebanon has yet to ratify this convention. Economic or political refugees? When questioned about the relatively slow response to a situation he had previously characterized as urgent, Bouhabib dodged the question. Instead, he underscored that a single party cannot wield significant influence when faced with international, Syrian, and regional considerations, underscoring that regardless of efforts exerted, Syria cannot be compelled to comply. According to Bouhabib, it is imperative to adhere to the Council of Ministers' plan and pursue the information pledged by the UNHCR. On August 8, the UNHCR and Lebanon signed an agreement for the transmission of data regarding Syrian displaced individuals on Lebanese territories to the government. However, the promised data has yet to be provided to the authorities. Our dispute with European centers revolves around a matter of classification, Bouhabib pointed out. We view Syrians as economic refugees, whereas Europeans classify them as political refugees. We do not believe that they would face a security risk if they were to return home. Negotiations with Syria are unlikely to produce a clear solution. Anyone who thinks can achieve better results should take the initiative to go there, Bouhabib declared, addressing his counterpart from the Ministry for Displaced Persons. Minister Sharafeddin, on the other hand, stated, "We are facing an international conspiracy amid local silence. The entire government assumes responsibility for the current situation and must be held accountable. If I had the influence of 10 parliamentarians, I would have urged the Parliamentary Justice Committee to refer the matter to the Higher Council, which is responsible for adjudicating presidents and ministers, including myself." As this controversy continues to escalate, the influx of Syrian refugees continues to increase alarmingly. Meanwhile, our officials engage in fruitless debates, as they seem unaware of the profound existential importance and the economic, demographic, and security impacts of such an explosive issue.